Shmaitza Shir Thursday night, or L'Chafalef Mar Cheshvin, Shmaitza Zion, Perek Tez Zion, I think it is, Perek Yud Zion. Now, okay, he's going to introduce the idea. Till now he talked about the idea of Zehu HaKever She'Ovad, Zehu HaKever She'Nimtza. When you say it, when you don't say it, the parameters, etc. Shmaitza now introduces the idea of kanimtza kanhoya, and he says uvenoy de Yehuda. No. Odra isi. When they hung the guy up, and then the guy came 3 days later, or after he was dead for 3 days, and he came. So I really didn't understand this at all at first. Like, I'm trying to figure out what kanimtza kanhoya has to do with it. So, kanimtza kanhoya is a funny din. In fact, if Mike is going to make the claim that the whole din is only l'chumra by truma v'kotchim, that's what he's going to claim. But there's no real, but it's not like l'kula, and I have the noise of Yehuda wants to use the l'kula. And the Shmaitza admits that many rishonim have it as a klal and want to use it l'kula, but he says it's clear in the Gemara that it's only a chumra by truma v'kotchim. We'll see about that. But what is kanimtza kanhoya? So, a working definition of it, it's a type of chazaka, first of all, and by that I mean, as we said yesterday, like hu akever she'ovad or akever she'nimtza is like a type of chazaka. There's a general concept, you know, conceptually, when I say something is a form of chazaka, it means we saw, I mean, we're in Shmaitza Zion already, but like a major idea, concept in the Torah is chazaka, and it takes on many different forms, and that is that things are the way they are, the way you find them, and there's no change. Right, it's anti-change, not like Obama. It's anti-change. Whether it's Chazaka de Meikara, or Chazaka de Hashto, or Cheskas Momin, or Chazaka de Domperea Tosmano, it's like a norm, and like no change. And again, it takes on different forms. I guess whenever Chazal really decide when something is a matzav, that to say things are different than that matzav is called change, and there's a mitigating chazaka, type of chazaka that says assume no change. But I say it can take on different forms. So kanimtza kanhoya is such a thing. What is it? So go through the cases, let's say, that the Gemara talks about. It's if something is found to have happened in a box, meaning in a certain time frame or in a certain makom. Like there's a certain surrounding context. Lagabi, something that happened. Either a makom or zman. I mean, that's why I went through all the cases. It's makom or zman. It's in the reshus of the father, or the reshus of the husband. Like, you have a question, and whose reshus did it take place? Or in what time frame did it take place? Lila, Yom, right? The person you found mace the Lila, and you touched it earlier at night. Now, so that... Whose reshus? What type of makom? Think broadly. And whose reshus something... Again, if you want to talk conceptually, it's something happened within a certain framework. Within a certain framework. Let me do the cases. What does it mean, kanimtza kanhoya? It's something happened, and it's happened within a certain framework. Maybe a framework of time, a time frame, or a framework of makom, or a framework of rishus. So we say that's where it happened. Now, in the cases in the Gemara that I'm familiar with, it's coming lafuke, and it didn't happen in a different framework. In other words, it happened in this one, it didn't happen before, it happened here. But it's more of a negative thing, like it didn't happen before, it didn't happen in a different framework. Here, I'm still having trouble with this. We say like this: a guy was hung up on a tree, and now you come back and there's a body on the tree and it's dead. So you say that this person that you find now on the tree, kanimsa kanhoya, like he was the person on the tree when you know that a person was hung up on the tree. So like he, because if you say otherwise, I don't know what otherwise would mean. I guess that's my problem. What would otherwise mean? That guy escaped. You saw somebody hung up on a tree, that guy escaped. But then they put this guy on the tree.
Yeah, the problem is that this guy is new. The problem is that this
But what's new? The steer at the Kanitsa Kanhoya? It's still, he was put on the tree.
Kanhoya
tells you
he was there. Because he's been there since you had a question.
See, that's what I mean. All the Kanitsa Kanhoya's in shot. See, that's what I mean. It's a little different. All the Kanitsa Kanhoya is that he... It wasn't there before the framework. It wasn't outside the box. Here, it's more like, it's, you know what I mean? All the kind of annoyances I'm familiar with in Shas, it didn't happen outside the framework. It happened in the framework. Here, it happened in the framework and it like fills up the whole frame. He didn't come in the middle of the frame. He didn't come at 2 o'clock. If the framework is from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock, so he didn't come at 12, but you say, Kanimsa Kanhoya, he's the one that was there from 10.
We're saying he could have been there before. We're just saying he couldn't be there.
His body wasn't there before.
We could say he could have been there before. No, but like in the kitchen, when we find the bones, we say the bones, it's not a problem, because the bones could have been there before.
I'm going to talk about the Noyd, we're just talking about the Tzolov. And he's saying that, I'm telling you, this is an interesting spin on Kanimsa Kanhoya, that he says that he was there from the beginning. Shema Toimish is the Acher who, him came Lohoya Kan Mitchila, he wasn't there from the beginning of the framework.
He has to be there from the beginning.
As Kanimsa Kanhoya says, he was there during the whole frame, which usually it's, he wasn't there from the beginning, from before the frame. It happened in the framework.
What's the regular case?
The regular case is you find a woman with a mum in her father's house after she's married. So you say that's when she got the mum. She didn't get it the erusin when she was in the father's house. That's like, I think, the most famous case.
She got the mum. Say it again. The mum.
You found a woman with a mum. The Baal's claiming mekachtos.
Okay.
And you found it, but it turned up after she was married. So you say it happened after she was married. It didn't happen in the rishus of the father. Yeah, it happened when she was married in a husband's house, when she was a married woman, meaning the suin. It didn't happen be'erusin, which was the father's house. The other case is you touch a body and then you found it dead in the morning, right? So you're afraid, when did he die? Oh, so there also you're saying he died, he was dead from the beginning of the night. Right. You assume it was that way in the whole framework. Okay, that's what it is. So that's what the Noyd Abuda says. Yeah, so that's more like the Noyd Abuda's case, where you're saying it was there in that framework, in that frame of time, in that piece of time, or in that Rishus. So here he's saying a framework, I know I'm talking conceptually, but that's the only way I understand this. A framework has been established because you saw them put someone up on a tree, and now you come by and you find a dead body on the tree. So you say, you don't, if you're going to say this is someone else, so then it's like, it's not...
What is it?
That means he came in the middle of the framework.
Wow.
That's what he's saying. You're allowed to assume that this is the body that was put in this matzav within this framework of time. when you saw it being put on. Hello? Oh, yeah, so where are you now? Okay, so I'm coming out to get it. Hold on. I have to go. Someone, I have to pick something up. Someone just called me from outside. I apologize.
Tells you it's the same guy.
Right.
Some
logic to it.
He says it's a form of
Kazaka. Yeah, so then why are we talking about like Kazaka, the hash, or Kazaka Mikar? Like the case where I said a woman with a woman? So that's the case that we say it's a Kazaka called Mikar. She had a Kazaka of being a healthy woman until we see otherwise.
We don't take it all the way back. We only take it back to when she got married.
When she not before she
got married. Right, only till she got. We only take it back to when she got married, not to the father's house. We don't take it all the way back.
No, right. When did we see it?
After she got married already.
You just say she was having a start. That's when she got it, no?
But I think that's the kind of...
It happened after Nisuin. After Nisuin, we said it happened after Nisuin.
But we didn't see it last
time. Because I think that kind of Kanaya is going on Meshus, I think. It's found in the Meshus of the Baal, so we say it happened in the Meshus of the Baal. No, he said there's Meshus kind, and there's a Makam kind, and there's a Zman kind.
Yes, how about what's hanging on the tree? What kind is that?
I'm not sure. It's probably Zman.
It's a dead kind.
It's not. You saw someone 3 days ago on a tree, and the guy there, now you see the body there.
Right.
It's a man kind of thing.
So, especially Tzalu. Tzalu sounds like it was a...
They say it happened there.
Persecution of the Jews type of thing. So maybe they did it to somebody else. They took him down and did someone else.
Right, could be.
Maybe if it's in Zman, it goes backwards, and if it's in the physical split, forward.
Aren't they all in Zman?
No,
really?
You think about it.
Everything's in Zman.
That's
what it was in Zman.
It happened later. That was before. It didn't happen before it came into Zman.
You think about it,
it happened in his Meshus. He found it in his Meshus, so it only happens in his Meshus. So it was Zman, he said. Yeah, it was there before.
Sorry. Chesed. Yes, we lost the side of their
So, Rabbi, it goes backwards in time, and it goes forward.
But it fills it up. In other words, it didn't come in the middle of the box. And then Tekanoia is telling you this was there from when this box was formed.
Yeah, man, but the guy that refused, you say the other way.
You say it wasn't there before the box.
Yeah.
Here, you're saying it didn't come in the middle of the box. If we think of this Shetach of time as a box, that's how I think of it, as a framework. Kanim to Kanoi means it happened within this framework. So in Gemara Ksubis, it says it happened in the framework, it's not there from before the framework. You don't say it happened a long time ago, it happened here. Here we're saying it didn't come in the middle, like it didn't come out of nowhere. This is what was there when the framework was first framed. That's how I think of it. I don't know, this is the only tangible way I can wrap my head around this svara.
By the moon we say it wasn't there before,
not from the beginning.
Yeah, not from the beginning. Otherwise
it wasn't out of the box. It happened in the framework. But here you're saying it happened in the whole framework.
You were saying it was there from the beginning.
It's opposite. No. Means it happened within this framework. Again, a framework of time, a framework of Rishus, right? In Klubas it's saying it wasn't there from outside the framework, before the framework was formed. reshus of the husband. So it's, you don't say it happened, it materialized in the reshus of the father. You say, no, kanimsa kanaya. It happened in the reshus of the husband. Here we're saying a certain framework of time was created from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. They hung the days. They hung the guy up on Sunday, and now it's Friday, and we see a dead body there.
Right?
So you're saying, you don't say that this dead body appeared on Wednesday. But you say, Kanimsa Kanhoya, this is the one that was there from the beginning of this framework of time, from Sunday. Not it came on Wednesday.
Why is that different? Why is that not the same as the mom?
What?
Why is that not the same as the mom case?
Well, it's not the same in what it tells you. The mom tells you it didn't happen before, and this is saying it didn't come in the middle. I mean, it's just, it's different.
Saying it didn't happen after.
Not after. I'm talking about after. We're talking in the middle.
But there's a certain point. The beginning of the...
I'm not asking Natasha. I'm not asking Natasha. I'm pointing out what it's telling you here. It's telling you that if you have a shetach of time, Sunday to Friday, so you don't say that this thing that we're looking at happened on Wednesday. But you say it, this is what happened on Sunday.
Cool. You're saying it didn't happen after Sunday.
Right.
By the
Rishus,
we're saying it didn't happen
before Sunday.
Yeah, so it's like that opposite. By time and by
if you're happy with that sentence, fine. You're not asking a kasha. I'm also not asking a kasha. Okay.
Why is it
wrong? I don't know why. It's a type of chazok. Kan nimtza kan oya. You found it in this framework, so we say that's when it occurred in this framework.
That's so obviously possible that they could have taken him down and kept him someone else.
My good friends. So it's designed as a start. Every chazaka, it's possible that the chazaka is false. Chazaka is not a birur.
I know, but
chazaka is chazaka. It's always possible it didn't happen that way.
All the chazakas have a certain amount of likelihood or whatever you want to call it.
I don't know what you want to call it. I want to call it status quo, no change. That was my hakdama. The conceptual chazaka is that things are the way they are, and you don't assume, like the Rambam says, when we saw the Rambam about, you know, you find the Rambam says, the Rambam, remember, we by the Rambam, by Raglayim Ledavar, by Tumas HaTahom, the Rambam says, the aside of chazaka is that possibilities are endless. Maybe this happened, maybe that happened, maybe this, maybe that. And you assume, like, you know.
What's the plan with that?
I'm not going into that now. I'm just telling you what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, the Yisoid of Chazaka, and the Kaitai Klola Biyotka. It would be well worth your while to remember the Rambam. The Rambam says, possibilities are endless. Maybe this, maybe that, maybe that, maybe this, you know. Who knows what? Yeah, I told you there's always different forms of chazaka. There's chazaka to hajj, there's chazaka to make kara. So that you learn, and your chazal tells us when you. No, it's not. I don't know what you're talking about.
The
Shmaita reintroduces us to a rule called kanimsa kanhoya. I'm making it easier for you. Instead of just accepting the words of the Zeres HaKosov, I'm explaining it conceptually, that it's a form of chazaka.
It's a...
Every chazaka is a Zeres HaKosov. Yeah, every chazaka is not logical. It's a din. It makes sense. It's not your sense. It's a Torah sense. Counterintuitive. It's just, it's not a birur. It's a rule. The Torah says this is the way you deal with fakers. You want to know the Rambam, I think, is a very important Rambam. You want to start thinking about what could have been. Anything could have been. Possibilities are endless. Maybe this, maybe that, maybe that, maybe this. You gotta, the Torah wanted to keep your life stress-free. You assume, you assume assume a certain status quo. I don't know, look, this is how I understand it. You assume a certain status quo. But you don't assume change. Maybe he became Tohor. Maybe he became Tomei. Maybe this is a different kever. Relax. This is, you know, this is the way it is. This is the way it looks. This is the way it seems. You don't assume change. You don't assume things pop down out of nowhere. I'm talking very, very conceptually. There's all different kinds of chazokas. There's some chazokas that are a birur. Chazokas don't pereatok zmano. It's also, what are you saying? You're saying chazokas don't pereatok zmano mafsido. You're saying, yeah, it's possible this guy acted out of the norm, but probably he acted the way people usually act. A certain status quo, a certain norm. A certain norm how people act. They don't pay a chol tosmano. And in the Perech Pesudu Mafsido. Chazokah, you know, there's millions of chazokas in Shas. They're all certain behavioral patterns. But you don't say, oh, this guy broke out of the pattern. Maybe he did. Well, that's exactly the point. You don't kill yourself with maybes. Maybe this, maybe that. Yeah, totally different. The Noi Dibrita says that there's two different terutzim. It's a different concept. One is Hakever She'ovur or Hakever She'nimtza, and the other one is Kanimtza Kanhoya. I don't even understand the comparison. It's like a different. It's the same, because like every Chazoka is at its, I explained Chazoka so well, so every Chazoka is at base the same. In its mahus, and its yisod, in what it represents, what it stands for, what keeps it alive, what is its ruach chayim. Chazokah means no change. Kevish Shavu'ot or Kevish Nimtza is like,
what a funny chazokah.
I think it's a type of chazokah. You know, I don't even know if any region in the world says the word chazokah.
Yeah,
I'm using the word chazokah. It's a where does it come from? I'm bothered by that. Where does Rebbe get it from? Kevish Shavu'ot or Kevish Nimtza? The form of chazokah. You know, the light.
Well, like a rope.
Like I say, no chazok is mistaken. Everything's either locha l'moshe v'sinai, or you throw left it up to chachamim. You learn out the basic din chazokah from the bayis hamitzora, and then they left it up to chachamim. How do you decide what's a framework for kanimtza kanhoya? I don't know. It sounds a little arbitrary to me. Like who says when they strung the guy up, that's called a framework?
Sounds like the framework is when the story started.
Okay, anyway, let's go. Odri Tisham Benoi Debi Yehuda Shekosov Lahatir Betzolov Shenim Tzomeis Lachashlov Sheyomim. He found a dead body after 3 days. Rav Shimon Gamliel's moided to this. In other words, you can't say Kanim Tzokanoi about the kever. If you found a kever in a field, so this was always there. It didn't like pop up in the middle of a framework. There's another law explaining why kanimtza kanhoya doesn't help you for the kever.
Different question.
It doesn't help you for the kever because the second kever you found was also always there. You're not saying someone came 2 nights ago and dug up another kever.
Right.
This was also always there. So that's why. That's why kanimtza kanhoya doesn't help you for the kever.
So it could be there from before.
Right, so that's a different concept. That's called hakever she'ovad or hakever she'nimtza. And that's a machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, the Noi Debi Yehuda is saying, over there where you can't say kanimtza kanhoya, so there's a machlokes whether we say that type of concept of who hakever she'ovad or hakever she'nimtza. But here, in the case of the tzolov, that's what he's coming to say. The Rav Shimon Gamliel is moder. Then when you can say kanimtza kanhoya, you say it. So therefore he says, Shema toim v'shuzeh acher hu, im kein lohoya kan mitchila, v'zeh hanitzlov mechadoshu, v'zeh amrinan kanimtza kanhoya, v'hu arishon hanitzlov. Mashen came behind the Beis Shmuel, so that's why by the Beis Shmuel, when they found the bones in the Kivshon, or the Govah Arayos, B'motzo Atzomus, B'Govah Arayos, or B'Kivshon, you can't be mad to the wife. That's done in the Beis Shmuel. Because you can't say Kanimsa Kanhoyo, because maybe the Atzomus were always there. You're not saying someone snuck in the Atzomus. Right? So maybe they're also always there. So that's why the Beis Shmuel might be molded by his case. And you either had a case of the Tzolov, so you want to say that the Beis Shmuel would be molded and it would be mutter. Mashenge behind the Beis Shmuel, b'matzu atzomus b'gov arroyos, o b'kivshon amrinon elu atzomus ne'odam acher, shoyos man rav, koydim shenofol zel to chabor. Vayin shem shekotu v'yashem is a divi haramah, Benimsa nitzva bevagoda. It's a very cryptic sentence. So the Shmaitza Mavueris here brings down the whole case and explains what the Noi Debihuda for En says based on his result. What is it? It's a remor in Simon Yud Zion. Someone fell into an ocean and then they came up with a regel that in a way that whoever this regel belonged to is now a trefa and he's not going to live. So you can't be mad to the wife because you have no idea if this is the regular of that guy who went into the ocean. You have no idea. Oh, but if you find the simon muvuk on the clothing that the regular is wrapped in, I guess, then you could be mad to the wife. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah. So the Chalkos Mechaikik and the Beis Shmuel say, we always discount simonim of a beged because you say maybe he lent his begotten to someone else. So here also, maybe the guy went into the ocean, whatever, but meanwhile he had lent his begotten to a different guy, and that's the guy of this regal.
He went in, came out, and lent his clothes to the other guy, and the other guy drowned.
Right, so that's the question. So the Nodi Behuda says that if you say the Yisod of Kanimsa Kanoya, you will understand it. Because we say that this guy that we found in the ocean, he was in the ocean from when we saw the other guy drown. Like,
you have to say that. If you want to say he's the guy you found, you have to say he was there before.
Right.
If you say he's wearing his clothes and he took off after
right.
he went in,
then he came in the middle. Then he came in the middle of the framework. But if you want to apply the Kanita Kanoya rule, so then you'll say this is the guy that fell in when we saw somebody fall into the ocean.
What do we say?
So that's why he's answering the Ramah. That's why the Ramah makes sense. It's not the point of the simon of the begadim, but the begadim are what?
Most of the simon.
Maybe
the
them?
The only way the simon.
If you say, right, in other words, if you the begadim are the simon, and if you're going to say that we have the chashash that he lent, that the guy came out of the ocean and lent his begadim to someone else, that would be contradictory to the rule of Kanimsa Kanoya. That means this guy popped into the ocean later.
Yes, sir. We don't say it.
We don't say that. So he's answering the Ramah. He's answering the Ramah that it is your soul that you can apply the rule of Kanimsa Kanoya to these dinim. He's answering the Ramah from the Beis Shmuel's question. Now the Shmaitza goes, that's the Noi Debihuda. Now he says the Leos. But you see in the Noi Debihuda that he's using Kanimsa Kanoya for Isurin and Lakula, right? The Leos ki b'chlau zed the Kanimsa Kanoya ha'yarabim medamim v'oisim ma'isa. I see that in a lot of Sforim and a lot of Poiskim that they use it for Isurin and they use it even Lakula. U'levavi lochein yidme. I am afraid I do not agree with this. I want to prove that you only say it as a chumrah by truma of a kotchim, not as a general rule that you can apply even by yisurin and even lakula. Okay, we'll stop here because we start now embarking on a whole mishnah. Okay, Monday morning.